The Homer City Council took its first public comment on the draft 2010 city budget last night. The city manager and council members have portrayed the budget situation as bleak since the first sales tax receipts came in earlier this year. But the council got some potentially good financial news on Monday. Homer could receive more than $1 million in punitive damages from the Exxon Valdez oil spill settlement fund by the end of October. Plaintiff's attorney Matt Jamin updated the council by telephone from his office in Kodiak. He said Exxon has agreed to pay interest in the case, clearing the way for a round of payments to qualifying municipalities.
What that means for the city of Homer is that a check for approximately $1.15 million should be available fairly soon.
However, anyone thinking the city of Homer could use the Exxon money to fix its budget woes got some bad news from Councilman Dennis Novak. He pointed out that the city council passed an ordinance in 2006 setting up a permanent fund for windfall money like the Exxon settlement. The money itself can't be spent this year, but earnings on the interest it makes will be available in the future. In addition, Novak said some Exxon money will be set aside for nonprofits.
5% of that will be the city's contribution, if you were, to the nonprofit investment fund, but it's not for immediate distribution. It's to generate money for future distribution.
Homer is one of 11 municipalities that will receive punitive damages from Exxon for the 1989 oil spill, still considered one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. An Anchorage judge jury originally awarded plaintiffs $5 billion in punitive damages. The U.S. Supreme Court reduced that amount to $507.5 million in 2008.